Wednesday will mark the 67th anniversary of the Japanese surrender to the end of World War II. With each passing anniversary, there are fewer and fewer living witnesses to the event. Time is also running low for an aging U.S. Marine veteran who wants to return a captured Japanese war flag. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports.
Ex-U.S. Marine George Kohler of Clarkston, Washington, collects war memorabilia. Among his possessions is an inscribed good luck flag carried into battle by a Japanese fighter pilot. The airman's plane crashed into the jungle of New Guinea late in World War II. Another U.S. Marine recovered the flag from inside the flight suit of the dead pilot. Now 81-year-old collector Kohler wants to give the flag back to that pilot's family.
And they probably have nothing except a letter from the Japanese government telling them, sorry, Yamato is dead. He was killed in an action somewhere. So that's all I have, maybe. And I thought it would be humane to put this flag in their hands. It would mean a great deal to them.
So far, though, locating the proper recipient with just a partial name and no hometown to work from is proving challenging. Kohler knows there's also a chance the descendants may not want this emotionally charged artifact returned. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.